This is an educational recording about hypnosis. Since the music and voice you are about to hear can be very relaxing, you are advised to listen to it when it is safe for you to close your eyes and relax, during a time in which your attention is not required elsewhere. Hello, this is Kristen Volk Funk. I'd like to talk with you today about hypnosis, what it is, how it works, and why it works so well, and to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist and have been working in the counseling field for over 20 years. My background includes master's and bachelor's degrees in psychology and extensive work in rehabilitation, individual, and family counseling. I started employing the use of hypnosis in my counseling practice after I had discovered that it is a very powerful tool to help us move on in life, to achieve our goals, to rid ourselves of unhealthy habits and patterns, and to generally feel mentally, emotionally, and physically so much better, easily and safely. Hypnosis has long been associated with the strange and mysterious, but the truth is that hypnosis isn't the least bit mysterious or supernatural. In fact, you have been in a hypnotic state literally thousands of times. You didn't notice it because it is a completely natural state of mind. And the hypnotic state of mind is natural for all humans. Chances are, at one time or another, you have found yourself driving along a familiar freeway, dreamily driving right past your exit. Or perhaps you suddenly became aware of yourself behind the wheel and wondered how you had been safely driving while daydreaming about other things. Occurrences such as these are very common. Hypnosis is simply a state of mental concentration and physical relaxation. You go in and out of hypnosis many times every day. As mentioned earlier, while driving, you enter a state called highway hypnosis. Other examples of hypnotic states are watching TV, reading a good book, or simply daydreaming while lying in bed. It's a wonderful feeling. However, in our normal everyday life, hypnotic trances are very fleeting, and we seldom notice them or acknowledge them. When you participate in a hypnosis session with me, I will help you enter a pleasant, relaxed state and allow you to stay in that state of relaxation for a period of time. During that time, I will be giving you suggestions that we together have discussed, suggestions that will assist you in achieving your goals. Hypnosis is very safe, and it's important to remember that any hypnotic state can be terminated by you at any time. It is always your choice to enter the hypnotic state, and you can always choose to leave it. Know that you are never, ever under anyone's control but your own. No one can control your mind but you. No one can make you do anything you do not want to do. In the beginning of your session with me, a brief interview will take place, during which time you can ask questions and for me to gain an understanding of your goals. We will discuss the relaxation exercises that you will be experiencing, such as progressive relaxation, visualization, and other very easy and safe techniques that will gently guide you into a deep state of relaxation. And now let's discuss how hypnosis works. We all have two minds, the subconscious and the conscious minds. Your conscious mind is the analytical, problem-solving part of your mind. It deals with the here and now, evaluating and judging. The subconscious mind, on the other hand, cannot think, analyze, or problem-solve. It works as a recording device and is very powerful and very protective of you. Your subconscious mind holds memories of everything that has happened to you in your life and the emotions you felt at the time. These emotional memories can and are triggered in everyday life. During normal wakefulness, your conscious mind and its critical thinking ability dominate. When you are in a hypnotic state, however, the subconscious mind surfaces and is accessible. It hears and accepts thoughts or ideas that seem to be right for you without analyzing or thinking. Although the subconscious mind often helps us, it sometimes receives wrong messages about things, such as overeating, or eating sweets or fattening foods, or smoking. If your subconscious mind views these habits as useful to you, it will give you strong urges to engage in them, even though you consciously want to be healthy. Your subconscious mind might also be holding on to irrational fears, negative thinking, or anxiety. Hypnosis is simply a means of allowing your subconscious to reject unhealthy patterns, habits, and thoughts, and to replace them with healthy and positive habits. In addition, extensive research has demonstrated the power of the mind to enhance the body's ability to heal and to control pain. During a therapeutic hypnotic session with me, you will be guided into a deep state of relaxation, which will enable your subconscious mind to accept suggestions to which you have agreed, suggestions that will help you achieve your goals and visualize yourself as successful, happy, and healthy. During the hypnosis, you may experience normal, pleasant bodily sensations, such as heaviness in your arms and eyelids, or weightlessness. You are always in control and will be able to hear and remember everything I say to you during and after the session. When you emerge from hypnosis, you will likely feel extremely refreshed, clear-headed, and motivated. You will absolutely be able to drive and function normally. I hope that this recording has been of benefit to you. Thank you for listening. If you feel I can be of assistance in helping you achieve your goals, please feel free to call me. I look forward to working with you soon.